أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإن عاقبتم فعاقبوا بمثل ما عوقبتم به ولئن صبرتم لهو خير للصابرين. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all of us that we should invite and give da'wah and call others towards the way of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us that how this should be done with wisdom, with good words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whenever you engage in a debate, in an argument, then you should use the best possible way in doing this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 126 of Surah An-Nahl, the closing verses of this chapter, tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنْ عَقَبْتُمْ, if you were to harm them and punish them in retaliation for what they have done to you, this is allowed. Initially, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were required to just persevere. They were not required to retaliate in the beginning of Islam, in the early stages of Islam. And we see that happening in Makkah to Mukarramah. They were too weak, they were too small in number to retaliate. So they were not allowed to retaliate, but at a later stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then permitted them to retaliate. So Allah says, and if you are to retaliate, to harm them in retaliation, فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ, then punish them and harm them in retaliation to the measure that to the measure that you have suffered. You are not allowed to punish them and retaliate to a measure or to an extent that is more than what you yourself have been harmed. And we find this in Sharia when it comes to equal retribution and when it comes to retaliation in as far as life is concerned, in as far as injuries are concerned. Injuries too, there is retaliation for injuries. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it must be in equal proportion. وَلَئِن صَبَرْتُمْ, but O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you persevere, if you opt for patience, rather than retaliating, you opt for patience, لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ, then that is better for those who choose to persevere. So you have that right. It's your right to retaliate. Retaliating is a right that you have, but it is better for you to exercise patience and to be amongst those who will persevere. Wasbir. Then Allah instructs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him that sabr is better than retaliation. But then Allah tells the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you are Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you persevere. You are a role model. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always required to do what was best, because he had to set the standard for the ummah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the ummah both options. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tells him, wasbir. You have patience. You persevere. You choose the better of the two. Do not retaliate. وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Important thing Allah tells us and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that your patience and the perseverance that you show and the sabr that you exercise in any situation is only through the help of Allah. وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Only through the help of Allah. Allah gives you the strength. Allah gives you the ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the power to exercise patience in the most difficult of moments. And that's why Allah tells us in the Quran that when you are afflicted by any calamity, then seek assistance through sabr and through salah. Meaning turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will give you the strength to deal with that. With that situation, وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Don't grieve over them. The fact that you are inviting them to Islam, you are using the best possible way and method to call them towards Islam, you are using kind words, you are using the best means available, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yet that they are not responding to your invitation, لا تحزن عليهم, do not grieve over them. Do not be sad over them. ولا تكو في ضيق مما يمكرون, and don't be in distress regarding their planning and their plotting. Today we see it happening again. The Ummah, every now and again there's a new challenge. And now there's a challenge that the Ummah is facing in Kashmir. The Muslims in Kashmir, they are on the receiving end of injustices, of persecution, and they are on the receiving end of the planning and the plotting. And sometimes we become distressed. and we suffer anxiety, and we suffer a sense of despair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't ever let their planning and their plotting and their scheming against the ummah and against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't ever let it cause you to fall into distress. Wala taku, always have hope and remain optimistic. There must be optimism, and look for sources of optimism. These are all sources of negativity. Every time you open up the newspaper and every time you are exposed to propaganda, these are all sources of pessimism, sources of negativity. The whole objective and one of the main ideas is to create despair in the ummah, is to create pessimism in the ummah, is to create negativity in the ummah. We need to look at sources of optimism. There are so many sources of optimism out there from where we can draw positivity, from where we can draw optimism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُوا فِي ضَيْقٍ. Don't fall into distress, into an anxiety because of what they plan and what they scheme. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. You are required two things, Allah says. In these type of situations and in difficulty, Allah says, Allah is with those who have taqwa. Allah consciousness. Become righteous. Turn to Allah. And وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. And those who are good in their deeds, who perform their deeds in the most excellent way. So there are two requirements. One is taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what will get you through the difficult situation? What will get you through that calamity and the difficult moment in your life? Taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that enhance your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. Increase and look for ways to develop a very close connection with Allah. That's taqwa. That's the first thing. And number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are muhsinoon. Muhsinoon, we spoke about muhsinoon, two meanings. One is, in that taqwa, in that ibadah, do it with excellence. Strive for excellence. And the other is muhsinoon, express kindness. And express compassion. And express good towards others. And show them the beautiful side of Islam. While people are painting this very dark image about Islam, you be muhsin. You show ihsan. You show compassion, love, kindness. Practically show them what Islam means and what is the true meaning of Islam. With this we come to the end of the 15th juz of the Quran and also Surah An-Nahl, the 14th juz of the Quran. May Allah grant us the understanding.